Last Thursday evening, I had just come home from the office, and there was a phone call, a long-distance phone call, awaiting me. The voice on the other end of the line introduced herself as, "This is the secretary to President Lee. He and President Tanner would like to speak with you, but they aren't available right now. I'm wondering where you'll be this evening, that they might call you back." Well, all of a sudden, everything I was going to do that evening became insignificant. And I said, "I'll be here." And then for the next 30 longest minutes of my life, I did very many unimportant things, trying to keep busy. And the call came, and President Lee and President Tanner told me of this assignment from the Lord. And I must apologize to them for not doing my part in carrying on the conversation that continued. All I was able to say was thank you for a while, and it seems that at times my voice box and tear ducts don't know whose turn it is. But finally, President Lee said to me, "Brother Peterson, we want you to know that we have had a confirmation from the Lord that this is what he would have you do." And it seemed when he said that, that I too received that feeling. And it seemed then that even though I didn't know how, and I still don't know how, it seemed then that I knew that everything would work out as the Lord would have it work out. I'm thankful to him for having called a prophet in this day. I'm thankful to him for having called noble men to stand at the prophet's side. I appreciate their confidence. I appreciate the confidence of Bishop Brown. I'm thankful that the Lord directed him in the selection of his counselors. I'll do everything that I can to make this an enjoyable and a profitable experience as he works with me. After the phone call, I called in my wife, and I told her what had happened, and we sat and visited a while about how this would affect our lives, our five daughters, our business, our home that we just bought. And then it seemed that almost automatically, we knelt together and thanked our Father in heaven for his confidence and for his love and for the things that he's done for us. We thanked him for our children and for their love for their Father in heaven. And I've thanked him for her, this eternal sweetheart of mine. I thanked him for allowing her to remain on the earth for another season. I thanked him for her faithfulness in all the calls that have come into our home. As I've thought since last Thursday evening, I've had many things go through my mind, just why and just how this ever happened. And I have thought and remembered back on my boyhood days. And I've thanked him for parents who, by very simple means and very common undertakings, instilled in their sons a love for them and a love for their Father in heaven. I remember many times, it seems all like almost every week, that four little tow-headed boys would stand with their faces against the window pane or against the screen door and wave goodbye to their mother and dad as they would get in the car and go to the temple in Mesa. Now, at that age, we didn't know much about the temple. We didn't know much about what went on in the temple. But we had been taught, without any reservation, that our mother and dad loved us, that they would do anything for us. And so, as we sat there and watched them go, we knew that something important must go on in that temple to have these two people who loved us more than anything leave us as often as they did to go there. And we gained an understanding in those tender years of the importance of the temple. While we were growing up, for 15 years, our father was a ward clerk. And I remember that every Sunday evening he would bring home, this was in the days when the ward clerk did everything, by the way, except what the bishop and his counselors did, but there was only one ward clerk. And I remember that he'd come home after meeting in the evening and go into the dining room. He'd pull the blind, and in front of the oak table, he'd put the money that he had gathered, the tithes and offerings. And he'd count it and account for it and put the ones and the fives and the tens in piles. And then he'd go in and get the ironing board and an iron and a wet rag. And then our dad would take each of these paper dollars and iron them smooth. Now you wonder what would four little boys recognize about this? But one thing they got from it was that whatever you do for the Lord, you do the very best that you know how. There's nothing that's too good for the Lord. And so this humble man and his wife, who didn't have much of the world's goods, by some very simple experiences, implanted in their sons a love for the Lord. And it's because of these experiences and others like them that I can stand here this morning and tell you that I know that God lives. And I know that Jesus is the Christ. And I know that this is his church that he organized for the salvation of his children, his people. I know these things are true, and I testify of it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.